India will aim to become a developed nation within 25 years, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said in a National Day address, with policies to support domestic production in power, defense, and digital technology. Dressing the colors of the Indian flag, Modi on Monday addressed the country from New Delhi's 17th century Mughal era Red Fort to mark the 75th anniversary of India's independence from British rule. The 71-year-old leader, in his 75-minute speech in Hindi, said, "We must turn India into a developed country in the next 25 years in our lifetime." This afternoon, we're joined by Syed Ubaidur Rahman, who's a writer and researcher. Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the program.
Wa alaikum salam. Thank you for having me here.
Thank you for joining us. So in his speech, Modi promised to turn India into a developed nation in 25 years and said India should crush the termite of corruption and nepotism. Why was he referring to that?
I'm fascinated by your first part of what you said, that when Modi was speaking, delivering his 82 minutes speech, long speech from the rampart of Red Fort, 17th century Mughal monument. I mean, this signifies the importance of, the Muslims in the country and the monuments that they have left behind and the monuments that everybody cherishes. I mean, he not just talked about corruption, he also talked about a number of things, including the people who sacrificed their lives for the nation and to achieve the freedom of the nation. When he talked about, many said that he would not be talking about the contribution of Indian Muslims in freedom struggle, but he talked and mentioned quite a few names. But he, instead of taking a few names that he took, he should have taken 10, 15 more Muslim names of great importance, who sort of not just gave sacrifices for the nation, but ensured at every level that the nation becomes free from colonial misrule and that Hindus and Muslims remain in the country together.
Yes. He also said that the world's view of India was changing and is looking towards the country to help resolve global issues. In what way is that?
You know, things have changed a lot in the last 75 years when we attained freedom. So when we attained freedom, the per capita income in India was, insignificant, around $82 that has gone up substantially now. While we are still a developing nation, as overall our economy has grown so much and we have developed in almost all sectors of, industry and services and education. And if you talk about, healthcare services, you'll see that people from every part of the world, they come to India for getting top-notch healthcare services. So many people, not just from South Asia and Africa and Middle East, they come to India, but even a number of people, I know personally a number of people are teachers, professors in American university who sort of, instead of waiting there endlessly and spending lots of money, they sort of prefer India as top destination to get medical attention. When it comes to your question, I'll add that being a responsible nation, India has tried, we were the leaders of non-aligned movement a long time ago. And even at that time, when we were not that strong and our economy was not that good, even at that time, we provided leadership to the world community as the leader of the non-aligned movement. Now, when we are much better, much stronger, and we are much wealthier, and on every indices of human development, we are much better than what we were 75 years or even 20 years ago, then it becomes incumbent upon Indian leadership, India as a whole, to provide some sort of right this direction to international community. I'll address all those issues. Because 50 years ago we had many secular leaders of Jawaharlal Nehru and Patel and Maulana Abul Kalam Azad with a vision. But leadership issue is, if we talk about that, at some level we are lacking in some aspects, but overall, as a country progresses, because everybody has progressed in India, not just Hindus or some upper caste people, but every segment of society. I'll tell you, till 20 or 15 years ago, poverty was rampant among Muslim community within the country. But now, level of poverty, level of educational backwardness has come down. Muslim kids are studying in best schools and best colleges. I won't say there is no discrimination. There is discrimination. But despite the challenges that we have faced, community has progressed a lot. Irrespective of the reports that you continue to read about, say, Muslims' backwardness is there. But when compared to, say, 30 or 20, even 25 years ago, we are much better. Our kids are studying. Hundreds of thousands of Muslim engineers are coming out every year from different colleges, spread not just across the country, but even outside. Our kids are going to best medical colleges, engineering colleges, IITs. They're going studying arts in, the best colleges here. So, despite challenges that we face as a community too, Indian Muslims have sort of progressed a lot with the large scale development that has taken place across the spectrum within the country.
Yes. Is it true that the main opposition, Congress Party, as well as other parties, accuse the Modi government of leaving out the opposition parties out of the celebration?
This has been the case. I won't say that this doesn't hurt people, but when you have absolute majority, when any political party has absolute majority, it tends to sort of behave in a certain way. So what we are saying is not unique to sort of Modi government or in this BJP. If we talked about similarly sort of same government of other political parties, we also faced at some level, in 1975, we faced similar challenges from Congress-led Indira Gandhi government at the time. So I won't say that this is peculiar to BJP. This is bad and it hurts people. Every opposition party must be feeling neglected. But when in 1975, Indira Gandhi government was there and it was in absolute, they enjoyed absolute power, crazy power at the time, they also did the same thing. So I'll say that it is this brute power that corrupts, that is sort of that corrupted at that time, that is corrupting now, and the behavior that you are sort of witnessing or we are witnessing at the time is not unique to BJP.
Yes. Sayyid Ubayr Rahman, we appreciate your time on Radio Islam. Jazakumullah khair for availing yourself to chat and to share some insight on some of the developments in India.
Thank you. Shukran.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam.
That was Sayyid Ubayr Rahman talking about the fact that the country is celebrating 75 years and what is the way forward in that regard.